Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith,
and
international
call.
It is
Tasha Sugar. Interface complete.
No, it ain't time to get high, though. Yeah. We back up in here, people. It's Fun Facts Friday. What's happening? It's boy DJ Smells So Good up in the building, man. A.K.A. Captain Smells So Good. He was riding out live on the Starship Smelly Prize, A.K.A. Wrecking the Game Radio, man. And I got to apologize to all my peoples out there, my faithful peoples out there. I had to take a day off yesterday, man, to, handle some business. I got my tobacco license in the mail, so I'm officially smelly blunts. Y'all can look me up. You know what I'm saying? License on and operated. And, brother, just trying to handle that biz. So I got some, a lot of fun facts we're going to be covering today. You know what I'm saying? And let me give y'all a little brief description because y'all already know I'm all about education and enlightenment. You know what I'm saying? So today we'll be covering some fun facts about people, the world, and life in general, and basically a did you know, you know, and if you didn't, well, come find out the answer live. Don't forget to call in live at 347-237-5125 and stay tuned for the nutty news today, and that is news from around the world, and I mean the world. So I'm going to give y'all some fun facts real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? And this is hero related. We covering heroes. We covering everything today. You know what I'm saying? So not just talking about people. We're talking about places. We're talking about a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, we got new music. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned for that. I will be having I got some new hits. I got to put up here on the server and stuff. But, you know. We're just going down live. So check this out. I got, this is a little something I'm reading. You know what I'm saying? Because, and this is, of course, I'm black, so I give y'all a couple of black history facts, fun facts. Let me state, you know, black history begins in the home. You know what I'm saying? For the children. Yeah, that's real. Hotep, my people. So check this out. You know, 400 years can never trump. Over 6,000 years of our history. You know what I'm saying? Sankofa. George Washington did not ask for freedom. He took it. You know what I'm saying? President Harry Truman did not ask for peace. He fought for it. And President Abraham Lincoln did not ask for equality. You know what I'm saying? He gave everything for it. You know, our babies need similar heroes. Heroes which do not ask for freedom, peace, or equality. Brave and strong heroes who actively exercise their God-given civil and natural rights. Got a couple of them that I'm going to list real quick tonight. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ben66.com, Mr. Easy Rider up there in Pennsylvania. Going out real big. Welcome to the show. And a lot of people will get offended by the word nigger, right? Nigger. And but actually it is a real word, you know what I'm saying? We get a lot of propaganda to tell people to stop using that word because it's harmful towards black people. Actually, it's not. And after I finish reading, you know what I'm saying, a couple of these heroes, this will open up a whole different genre for you. You can, matter of fact, before I even tell you to go and do that, let me make sure you can do it yourself. Wikipedia.com. And let me see if you can. I don't know, people. Do 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 do. All right, Wikipedia, we're looking for NGA. Let's see. Oh, no, that's what I want on Wikipedia. All right, here we go. Let's look it up. NGA. Oh. Nigga, discography, nigga Funk, Bryce Wassey. Nice man. There you go. Nigga! Nigga, nigga, nigga. Y'all can look this up on Wikipedia.com, man. But apostrophe G-A is nigga. That's where the word nigga comes from. N-G-A or nigga actually means God. Yes. Among the Nenets, N-E-N-E-T-S, the Nenets people of Siberia, nigga was the god of death, as well as one of two demurges or supreme gods, according to one story. The Nigger tribe, or better known as Na, is a small tribal group residing in the higher reaches below the Great Himalaya Ranges, in upper some damn where. So, I just wanted to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, it is a real word before I actually start getting into it. Alright. Got a brother named Nigger Jim. He comes from Angola. And, matter of fact, let me see if these are facts on Angola. 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 Let's go in. Angola. Angola. Alright, let's see. Angola. Yeah, here you go. Might refer to Angola, or ruler. The rulers of the medieval African state of Indigo. The Angola language is a language of Angola. You know what I'm saying? The country name Angola is from a Bantu word, Angola. You know what I'm saying? A list of, aka the Congo, is also called the Congo. Ngola was the title for rulers of the Ndongo Kingdom, which existed from the 14th to 17th century and is what is now Angola. Yeah. So, there you go. These are real facts, people. And the first one we're getting into is Nigga GM. Nigga GM. You know what I'm saying? Nigga GM. Originally from Angola, a.k.a. the Congo. He led the Stone Rebellion in South Carolina. September 9th, 1739, 25 slavers died and 7 plantations were burned. The response to his actions, South Carolina legislature passed the Negro Act of 1740, restricting slave assembly, movement, and education. Nigga Jim could read, which made him dangerous. South Carolina was so afraid that for 10 years, they stopped importing slaves from Africa. Later, they imported slaves from across other, from areas other than the Congo-Angolan region. Yeah, that's old, good old Nigga Jim. Good old Nigga Jim. Originally from Angola. You know what I'm saying? Number two is who we all have heard of before. Good old Mr. Nat Turner. And if you're not familiar with Mr. Nat Turner, you will be familiarized. Mr. Nat Turner, a.k.a. Nathaniel Turner, October 2nd, 1800, until November 11th, 1831. Leader of the Nat Turner's Rebellion in Virginia in 1831 that resulted in 60 deaths. February 12th, 1831, solar eclipse was a sign from God to carry out a rebellion. It ain't getting real deep into this. This brother here was responsible for killing 60 white people, man. And I don't mean adults, I mean white folks, period. The man killed women, children, If it was white, he was killing it up. And that is Nat Turner back in the days. That is the Nat Turner's Rebellion in Virginia. 5'7" tall, 150 to 160 pounds, large flat nose, yellowing complexion and brisk walker. He learned to read and write at a young age, deeply religious, and was often seen fasting, praying, or immersed in reading the stories of the Bible, or a.k.a. what do you all know as the Bible. Toussaint Louverture, May 20th, 1743 to April 8th, 1803, was the leader of the Haitian Revolution from 1791 to 1803. He killed close to 60,000 of Napoleon's troops and 25,000 civilians. The French involvement defeated Napoleon's army, making him, Napoleon, cry. France was forced to sell Louisiana in 1803, doubling the size of the United States, betrayed and executed by the untrustworthy French, who still owe Haiti money till this day. After being formally invited as a victorious head of state to sign peace treaties. Yeah, so they basically, you know what I'm saying, invited the brother, and then turned around and, you know what I'm saying, killed the man, set him up, you know what I'm saying. So that's why, you know, motherfucker Thompson come work for the government. Yeah. You just trying to keep your enemies close. And enemies close, I don't know. I'm talking about no friendships. You ain't no friends and business. All right. Then we got Denmark Vesey, originally Telemark, 1767 to July 2nd, 1822, who planned the largest rebellion in the United States. Purchased his freedom years earlier, was able to read and write, and was a preacher, inspired by the Haitian Revolution during 1791. The plan and results: slaves and free blacks must slay their owners and seize the city of Charleston, South Carolina. 131 men were convicted of the conspiracy, and Bessie's son was sent to Cuba. Damn. Didn't even know about that one. You know now, people. Also, the last, we're going to give you one more, just a couple of tracks. It's Three Finger Jack. Mr. Three Finger Jack. Also originally from the Congo in the 1780s, was a Jamaican hero. Covered such a wide territory that he was thought to be omnipresent, meaning in many places at once. Leader of over 60 men and women, burned plantations, killing their owners and sympathizers. At 6'7" tall, a massive reward was posted by his enemies, the British, to have him killed. By religion, he was blessed by Obeya, Obeya men, meaning men of God, from the Ashanti Hebrew. He carried his Abiyong bag and Ramses horn, containing medicine, guidance, and protection. Obeya made Jack invincible to whites, killed by Kwashi, later called Whatless John. Religions like Obeya and Voodoo, V-I-U-X-D-I-E-U-X, Voodoo, which is the correct spelling for it, strike the fear of God into the hearts of the wicked. Through the effective use of propaganda and lies, whites have convinced blacks, even to this day, to be afraid of the religions of their loving African forefathers. Yeah, coming back after this, we'll get to a couple of facts about Mr. Abraham Lincoln. That is real. You already know, man. Real black facts up in here. You know what I'm saying? Something you might not have known. And yeah, that's how we do it. Let me beam him up, and then we're gonna get into a quick. Oh, Sleep Entertainment. What's happening, my brother? Keep a dog to you.
Could they tell you?
Going down. What's happening, brother?
Ah, just chilling, man.
I got to take a music break. You know what I'm saying? I got to take a song break so I can get economically pressured up. And it's going down. So, as a matter of fact, since I got you on the line, hold on, brother. Let's go ahead and get into the Ashwood Cut real quick. You ever heard a nigga, Jim?
Nigger Jim?
Nigger Jim.
Nah, I don't think I heard
you
of
didn't
that
even,
one.
You didn't even know it was an actual place called Nigga, did you?
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know what a nigga, N-G-A, N apostrophe G-A, a nigga, you know what that is?
Oh, nah, I don't know what that is. Mm.
It's a god, brother.
Mm.
That is okay. The official Wikipedia definition. Niggas come from Nigola, which means ruler. Nigola was the title for rulers of the Indigo Kingdom, which existed from the 14th to the 17th century. It was what it is now Angola or the Congo. Huh? Come on now. The kingdom of the Ndongo or kingdom of Ngola is the name of pre-colonial African state in modern day Angola built by the Mbundu, a Bantu tribe. Yeah, man. So, you know, I've been kicking y'all some real shit, man. Yeah. Let me see. And then you got Halasia, you know what I'm saying? His real title is Nega, N-E-G-A, Nega Halasia. You feel me? So the words we're using, bro, is correct, man. The motherfucking propaganda and shit that these bitches keep putting up. Even our own people, you know what I'm saying, turn around and tell us, don't use that word. It's defensive, derogatory towards black people, because that's the ignorant motherfuckers who don't do their history upon themselves. You feel me? And once you start searching the history upon yourself, you'll see that everything thing that we do is correct. There's nothing incorrect about what we do. What anybody else do might be incorrect, but what we do is completely motherfucking correct. So I got a couple more. I'm be reading to y'all. I got some shocking shit. I guarantee you're going to be like, whoa. Yeah. And I'm going to play it because these motherfuckers out here can't what? Keep up. Fun Fact Friday. No sleep entertainment in the building.
Keep up.
Smoke them if you got them, goddamn. We're coming right back after this. More Fun Facts. Fun Fact Friday right here live. Start your smelly prize back in the game. Radio.
Keep up with me. They can't keep up with me. They can't keep up with me. They can't keep up with me. I'm so consistent, homie. I stay on the grind and must be consistent. Look at my juice, I be shining. Like I'm different. Flows ahead of my time. Oh, catch you slipping. You know I'm trapped with the iron. You start to tripping. You must be out of your mind. My team is pissing. I'm like my chem in its prime. My style's sustaining. Pour you the water, I'm finding. Ask for bacon. But I ain't talking about swine. The times are changing. Replacing names from the charts. Been waiting patient. You see the movement is smart. I'm calculating. End up falling apart. It's activating. See, I'm a worse apart. I'm not a fed up. Straight on my back is the city. I sack my bread up. Tell a DA come and get me. I keep my head up. Blowing the smoke from the sticky. They try to catch up. But they can't keep up with me. No.
They can't keep up with me. They can't keep up with me. They can't keep up with me. Keep up with me. They can't keep up with me. They can't keep up with me. They can't keep up with me. This kid's the problem, homie. What drugs you on? You know I'm starving. I take a nap after dawn. You gotta guard 'em. I'm a prince like Tayshaun. They call me Harlem. More hits than Barry Bonds. I don't involve 'em. But don't be tag along. They try to dodge 'em. I bet they wish I was gone. I hate to happen. This is a marathon. Now who's smashing? I won't be bouncing a horn. My chicks be crashing. One of them making me toast. We rose and passing. Another rolling and choke. The one with the accent. She bathed my body with soap. You word some action. I'm feeling shorty the most. I travel with homies. G4 is candy painted. You dudes don't know me. Negative, we can't get acquainted. You cats can show me. Fighting my style for change. You gotta show me. Who better I can explain it, cuz.
Keep up with me. They can't 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 keep up with me.
Right.
Oh yeah. us fight against each other. More than all we help each other. Racism and each time in a big barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Club in a barrel. Oh, bad man. Take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Grabbing a barrel, oh bad man.
There live, y'all, Mr. Vice Rib. And don't forget. That motherfucker Weird Al Yankovic, man. Crazy the motherfucker, though. Do some good songs, though. You know what I'm saying? They got some good songs. All right, y'all. Let me get y'all in a couple more fun facts right here, man. We're live on Fun Fact Friday. And going in real big. Featured in the artist Friday, man. We're going to have somebody featured next week. Y'all got to just stay tuned. And y'all see who is featured. You know what I'm saying? All right, check this out. Just turned y'all on to the N-word. And nigga, please keep using that in heavy rotation. Lincoln said, give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe. Yeah, making sure that motherfucker's down. Abraham Lincoln, February 12, 1809, was the 16th president of the United States. Now watch what I'm finna say, y'all. Watch what I'm finna say. As a matter of fact, you know what I'm finna say, Ashwood? Oh, you don't know your history. I didn't want to see if you knew your history. Oh, you knew his story, put it that way. Not our story. If you knew his story, it let you tell it. He was the 16th president of the United States. Let truth be told, he was the third black president of the United States.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Why all these motherfuckers keep talking about Obama? Obama, he ain't no goddamn first black president. Sorry, black people. Do your fucking history. Obama is not the first black president. He's just the first one of this era, of this age, if you want to say that. You know what I'm saying? Of our growing up, of our era. Yeah, he's the first black president. But history shows he's not the motherfucking first. So, blow that up your asses. Everybody will believe that shit. Yeah, he won the Civil War and wrote the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing fellow blacks. Understand what he says now. The Emancipation Proclamation was for freeing fellow blacks. Now, why would he say freeing fellow blacks if he wasn't black? He just would have said for freeing black people. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? The Emancipation Proclamation was for freeing fellow black people. Not freeing black people. Freeing fellow blacks. All right, Dr. Leroy Bond, M.D., and historian in the book Black People and Their Place in History, provides documented proof of at least five black U.S. presidents who passed for white. Official Father Thomas was sterile from childhood mumps. Lincoln's biological father was black. His physical description, a law partner, Hearn Don, said Lincoln has very dark skin, coarse hair, and his mom might be Ethiopian. He was nicknamed Abraham Africanus the First. Lincoln said, I don't know who my grandfather was, but I care more about who my grandson will be. I'm talking about. It's just fucked up how they paint these pictures, man. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to let you know your history. You feel me? They don't want you to let you know our story. Put it that way. It's a history, and it's our story. You know what I'm saying? Our story is the truth. His story is just that. His fucking story. You know what I'm saying? That's the man's made up story, people. Keep moving on. We are talking about Akhenaten, a.k.a. Amenhotep IV, 1300 B.C. He preached gospel of peace 1,000 years before Christ. He was the first world leader to introduce monotheism, the belief in one God. 2,000 years before the prophet Muhammad, he taught the doctrine of the one God. Sigmund Freud claims Moses learned the worship of one God from Akhenaten himself. So, you know, man, your religion comes from black people, man. Everything about you, about this world we live in, comes from black people. I read that one of these shows before. You know what I'm saying? Every single thing, people, I'm sorry. I ain't sorry. I'm fucking grateful. But it comes from black people. You know what I'm saying? Like my song say, we built everything from mousetraps to stoplights. You feel me? We built all. Why are you calling me, man? You know I'm on the radio. You're going to have to hold on. He know I'm motherfucking on the radio. Shit. Call in the goddamn show.
Yeah.
All right. Got to keep moving on. The Black Moors. Hey, did you even know? Because you from New York. You know about the Black Jews?
Yeah, I heard about them, but I was shit. I really went back and did the history on it. But I've known of them. I've heard of them.
You know we got Black Jews who ain't even allowed in the synagogue.
Mm.
And why they ain't allowed in the synagogue? Because in the synagogue, just like in the Catholic churches, they teaching about a black Virgin Mary. And in the synagogue, they teaching about, you know what I'm saying, the where they get their religion from. Ethiopia and the whole of Africa. That is why they're not allowed into the chamber. Know thyself. All right, people. Knowledge right here. Knowledge, people.
Yeah.
The Black Moors. Pitro Nino, Abu Bakari, Mansa Musa, General Tariq bin Ziyad, etc. Africans set up 17 universities. This is the Black Moors now. The Africans set up 17 universities, Europe's first education system, introducing mandatory education. 99% of Europeans were illiterate. 99% of Europeans were illiterate. Only in Moorish Spain did you find female doctors, lawyers, etc. Saved Europe from dark ages. Moorish science and education caused the Renaissance and popularized bathing in Europe. For centuries prior, Europe held bathing in contempt. And that is still true to today. The motherfuckers do not wash their ass but once a week. They believe it is taboo. And they also believe that America wastes water for us taking showers every fucking day. So, you nasty motherfuckers, it's called being hygienic. And washing your ass. Not putting over motherfucking cologne over top of last night and then last night's before fuck. America and the Moors. Abu Bakari, 1311 A.D., sails to America. Listen now. Sails to America. So this is why I always say fuck Christopher Columbus now, faggot-ass holiday. Sails to America with 2,000 ships, 181 years before Christopher Columbus. Columbus reported finding West African metal goods among the Native Americans. Pitro Nino, an African Moor, the chief navigator, the leader on Columbus's first voyage to America. Yeah, and Moors did not believe in flat earth. They introduced a compass in Arabic numerals 0, 1, 2, 3, etc. to Europe. If it weren't for black people, Europe would still be in the fucking dark ages, illiterate, not washing their motherfucking asses. So this is why when you go to Europe, you go to Germany, and you wonder why the white folks over there wash your feet and treat you like a motherfucking god. Yeah, because they are thankful, and they can't say thank you a motherfucking enough for something that you don't even understand, you know what I'm saying, why they thanking you. Because you don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? So when they motherfucking thank you, man, you say, hey, yeah, damn, you welcome. Because we damn sure bring y'all asses out the motherfucking dark ages. All right, got to bring up Señor Arturo. Hola, mijo.
No, Señor, party time.
Oh, what the fuck you doing calling from the goddamn bat phone?
Bat line. Having some technical difficulties finding your site. No, I ain't finding your site. No. You know, I had to put all this shit back. The subscription. So I can pull this shit up live.
Ain't no damn subscription.
It made me subscribe last time.
Yeah, if you want to sit there and try to chat in the chat room, if not, you just sit down there on the outside. Well, not on my shit, because I'll kick a bitch out with that guest shit. So.
There you go. And I know this.
But no, I mean, depend on what show.
Nah, bump that. Let's go to the live stream.
Well, I was on the live stream, but I ain't even on the camera right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was up here just checking out previous shows, and I wanted to hear the one was going on live.
Oh, well, the Tuesday show live, Tuesday Time to Learn Language, that's on live stream. Everybody go back and check that episode out. It was a good episode.
No, I'm sure. I've been trying to send these emails out to my friends, but before I send them out, I got to make sure I understand them.
Did the text message, Ashwood, you got the text message from me?
I ain't get that. Which one? The 420?
Yeah.
I got the 420.
You should have got.
I mean, you got it. You got the date? No, and I sent that one today with some audio to it. You didn't get yours either. I sent one to you too, boy.
I probably did. I just haven't checked it yet because I got a bunch of them. It go out with every text I send it. It has that information embedded at the bottom.
No, I'm saying I got I did audio though. You know, I just did audio instead of bitch having to read that shit. I did audio and then dropped all the information and then dropped a little, you know, a little drop for the May 2nd show. You know what I'm saying? You know, Miss John New Ashwood, third world performing live. You know, going now.
Oh yeah,
doing real big.
Pulling this shit right now.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Crime City, man. Bobby Treacherous and all them boys, you know what I'm saying, did their thing last night at the
Oh, that wasn't shit. If I'd have known all that, I'd have took my ass up there. You know them bitches were closed last night.
Oh.
You wouldn't believe that shit.
Vegas 8?
Yeah.
How the hell they closed?
They was doing some routine maintenance. They was taking out the old refrigeration and freezer units and replacing them with new ones. So them bitches closed it down from 10 p.m. to 8 this morning.
Damn.
Got good money, don't it?
Shit, nah, hell nah. That's called good maintenance, goddamn it. Cause if not, you better shut that bitch down. Your shit be shut down the whole fucking day when health inspectors come through that bitch.
Oh, no, the freezers are fine, but they just say they wanted to put them like the newer store. So I'm like, fuck them. Go ahead. You could have told a nigga. Don't call me at 9:41 when a nigga getting dressed.
Well. All right, let me drop some more knowledge into your heads.
That's what's up.
This is 10 black heroes.
Hurry up with the Spanish herbals.
Oh. 10 black heroes every child should know. You know what I'm saying? And if your daughters don't know this, I'm going to get you a copy of this motherfucking list so you can damn sure get it to them because they need to know. Go with some motherfucking special friends in the background. Michelle K. Professor Ahmed Baba of Songhai, 1627 A.D. Ahmed Baba Institute is the public library in Timbuktu, named in his honor. At Sankore University, taught his pupils to love science and wrote over 60 books. Baba credited his learning to the Almighty and maintained his modesty. Historical background, Songhai, 1340 to 1591 A.D., Songhai Empire ruled about two-thirds of West Africa, which is three times the size of France. Understand, people, Africa is the largest and most richest, most powerful continent on the planet. Fuck everybody else. Fuck this tennis shoe motherfucking shoebox goddamn replica of everybody else's country and that we live in. That's what the United States is. It's a melting pot of everybody else's image of what your country looks like. So come on over here so you won't be homesick. Yeah, imagine the fuck out of that. All right, tell y'all going to Africa next year, y'all. Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
My numbers motherfucking line up, man. My numbers line up. 2011, February 11th, turning 33. I mean, if you know all them numbers, you know what I'm saying? You know it's time to make some moves. So I'll be making some moves by any means necessary. Songhai collapsed in 1591 A.D. Its libraries were burnt and scholars arrested by the invaders. And if you always notice, even from the Christian Crusades to the Aztecs, every time somebody come in and take your shit over, they try to burn and destroy your history. You know what I'm saying? They try to completely erase your history. So that is what came about to this day. You know what I'm saying? Black folks' history is damn near being erased. But it wasn't for the World Wide Web, you know what I'm saying, bringing us and linking us all back together, man. You know, we'd be in a much, much worse place. The greatest motherfucker, man, ever walked this planet was who? Anybody? The greatest black genius mind ever walked this planet was who?
Any is mine?
Black.
M-Hotep. Hotep meaning peace. I am peace. M-Hotep. 3000 B.C. was the first multi-genius in history. And you ain't hear no shit like that. This is geniuses. When you heard of a multi-genius? He was the first father of medicine. 2,000 years before Hippocrates. Hippocrates is considered the Western European father of medicine. That's why doctors take the Hippocratic Oath. I will do no harm. But he wasn't. The first father of medicine, 2,000 years before Hippocrates, M-Hotel. He was the world's first doctor, engineer, and architect to be known by name. He built the world's first medical school in Memphis, Egypt, called Asclepion. He wrote the world's first treatise on medicine. He also wrote the Edwin Smith Papyrus, containing over 90 anatomical observations, 48 injuries, ailments, and cures. Among many other accomplishments, he was able to diagnose and treat more than 200 illnesses and diseases. He knew the functions of vital organs. He was able to raise some of the recently dead through the medical use of snake venom. He was able to perform surgery, able to treat gallstones, tuberculosis, appendicitis, arthritis, and gout. He also understood the blood circulation system 4,000 years before European scholars did. 4,000 years before European scholars did. So I don't want to hear none of this bullshit about nothing motherfucking white man came along and did. You weren't even around 4,000 years ago thinking, period. Not for yourself. He is known to be Joseph from the Bible, who was sold into Egypt. Worshipped in Greece as Asclepios in the form of a black African. Yeah. One little bonus is Nika Halasi, July 23rd, 1892. He was Imperial Majesty, Sovereign of Ethiopia. He was crowned King of Kings, Negus in Amorek, which is, you know what I'm saying, the correct pronunciation for it. Huh? So just think about that. He was crowned the King of Kings. The King of Kings they called Negus. And that comes to you from my nigga Motep at yahoo.com. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get that brother on the show. I'm going to hit him up by email and get him on the show. Weedlet turned me on to him. Said they seen him at a show at Cafe Keeley. He said he came into the show and started looking around. He said he looked around for all the black people. You know what I'm saying? And once he found them, he handed them this paperwork I just read to you. 10 black heroes every child should know. But they say he hands out literature only to black people. You know what I'm saying? So while they sitting there reading it, talking about the white folks looking like, you know what I'm saying, like, what you reading? You know what I'm saying? What you doing? And then he get up there and he do one of his, you know what I'm saying, black power poems. You know what I'm saying? And just blow everybody. But he I guess he's just so real in the way he's doing it. You know what I'm saying? That the white folks can't help, but you know what I'm saying? Because truth hurts. You know, truth hurts, motherfucker. But it damn sure will set you free. You feel me? Truth will set you free. So that's 10 little fun facts, man. Fun Facts Friday. You know what I'm saying? Of 10 black heroes. We're going to get into the little crying city. We're going to come back. I got a little something else to tell y'all about. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take y'all around the world in about 15 minutes. Nutty news, y'all already know how we do. Nutty news. Two shots, four shots, eight, 12 shots, 15, 40 shots. Give me more. Oh, not bad. Y'all ain't hear loud enough. Here you go. Crime City Records. My nigga Krim, Miss Krell on this motherfucker doing what it do. It's called One Shot, One Shot Kill. Live Record of Game Radio.
One shot, two shot, three shot.
Talking by hollin' by they gon' pull the trigger. Ain't gon' kill nothing and ain't gon' let nothing die. Why y'all fuck niggas keep coming up with them lies? I know y'all be talking by killing me on the spot. Cause I be rolling round in some shit that you ain't got. A being to me is like a motherfucking pencil. You full of bullshit, I see it running out your nose.
One shot, two shot, three shot. All day in the trap. Since I met you, bitch, so names on the map. Man. I got sacks for days like my nigga Warren Sapp. Fucking shorty, she's so thick, can I get a booty clap? VIP at 112, I'm shining on you suckers. I spread a bitch legs, dog, and change the name of Smuckers. I heard you was talking about me, you better change your mind. Put them red like flashing because you just called a swine. I see right through you because you's a transparent hater. My time wrong, nigga, and I fucking duct tape you. With me, nigga, you better duck for cover. And suck on my 9 million, you blue steel lover. I'm the man in my city, and you just on a skirt. Cause you a thug and drag, now your dick in the dirt. See, I'm a beast mode, nigga, and you's a cowbell bitch. Your neck tattoos your face, look at me, I'm a bitch, bitch. One shot, two shot, three shot, gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga, I'm gone, gone. One shot, two shot, three shot.
I'm about to place you. That graveyard on MLK is where they find you. You call it green sad, I'm gunning your future, nigga. I'm about to hide off in your bushes with a itchy trigger. Why you crying, pussy nigga, screaming, begging, please? I'm about to have your corpse looking like some Swiss cheese. Them haters be thinking I'm good, sad. When I come to your house, I be in your bushes. Now give me your reason not to pull the trigger. I told y'all by fucking with Krell, a real true nigga. Them haters be thinking I'm pussy. When I come to your house, I be in your bushes. Now give me your reason not to pull the trigger. I told y'all by fucking with Krell, a real true nigga. Bitch.
One shot, two shot, three shot. Gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga. I'm gone, gone. One shot, two shot, three shot. Gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga. I'm gone, gone. One shot, two shot, three shot. Gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga. I'm gone, gone. One shot, two shot, three shot. Gone, gone. Put the ass in the captain, nigga. I'm gone, gone.
Look. That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went to the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangsta party on us. They're having a gangsta party on us at our expense.
I'm yelling black power, pledging my allegiance to freedom. Get the politics, my flaws positive, I'm a leader. Looking across the law, it's time to charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off and now I'm the boss. Backstab for the riches, they turn to snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face your sentence. Of life's long visions without a limit to the effect. So don't hold your breath or you be swimming to death. The dollar you claim is mere stature, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land, the hereafter. Keep up my faith and face my pace. Get on my way, cause time's a waste and hours for the valor. And your minutes for the minutes, those seconds are indefinite. So watch how you're living, the signs all here. It is blind to the ear, deaf to your eyes. Open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder, we make
fight.
Murder! Just like Jaru said. Murder! Murder, we make. That's right. It seems like I met you in this world before. I never seen you. Martin Lee Anderson, you can rest now. We'll take up your slack. We know what they did to you. They murdered you.
It ain't nothing but a gangster party on us. So I stick to the Lord, cause the God I trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep us on our back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain. Trying to brainwash us and keep us slang in the tank. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Help us, Lord. Ain't nothing but a down trap and a slave cap.
This is real gangster. Now Jennifer Porter speaking, white girl raping. They caught up in the system, all of a dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I can get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get this.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't nothing but a down trap and a slave cap.
Party on us is a murder remix. It's time for some change. Let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right. Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, boom. Cause somebody got to spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by black. And we made everything from mouse track to stop light, to stop killing my people. Fight the fight.
Oh,
what I'm saying, nothing but a gangster party on us. Nothing but a gangster party on us. Murder remix on the U.S. Murder remix on the U.S. Hey,
Martin Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your symbolness would last forever. Molly Anderson. Oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Your death is not in vain.
Yeah. That's real, man. Shout out to Jet Set up there in Hollywood, California. Doing the real down here. 813 all the way up to California, man. Area code up in there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Goofy Bone, everybody up in that mofo flipper. And and I'm legal now, nigga. I mean legal. Boy, I got my motherfucking tobacco license, the official copy in the mail yesterday. Shout out to the state of Florida for issuing that shit.
Yeah.
So, nigga, it's wide open. You know what I'm saying? People, it ain't about what you do. Goddamn it, it's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? It took about, 3 weeks for that bitch to come in the mail. But, hey, the bitch here, and now I'm rolling. You feel me? And that's what it's all about. League out. Got all these old crazy motherfuckers be coming up to me at the club, laughing and shit, thinking the nigga don't hear him and shit, snickering and shit. You know what I'm saying? ATL gonna come fuck him up, man. Y'all some ignorant motherfuckers, man. Ignorant niggas down here. I'm telling you, boy. Motherfuckers who don't educate themselves. $50, people, that's all it took. $50 to get you a motherfucking license. Once you got a valid driver's license and registration. And you can ride around like me. Smelly blunts. You know what I'm saying? You gonna see a big sign coming soon. Bitch gonna say smelly blunts. You know what I'm saying? Blunt, cigarettes, half a tampers, black and mild. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So, that's a fun fact for you. God damn it. Fun Facts Friday. Right here, economic depression. Oh man, what happened? Y'all bullshit now, y'all bullshit. Oh, y'all bullshit, man. All that fucking song shit I just uploaded. That's some bullshit. Trying to upload some damn new music. These motherfuckers done did some old bullshit. Let's see what the hell they did. Or didn't do. Now we roll. Nah, man, I ain't upload shit. Alright. Trying to add some new music up here. I got a bunch of new music, but I need to add this shit. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. You ever heard that song before? Ash, I ain't never let you hear that Inhale the Tree.
Nah, I don't think I heard that one.
That's We Lit. You know, cause you know We Lit. She well, both of them, Q and do spoken word, but she make beats too. You know, Q make beats. Matter of fact, when this track uploads, I'll let you hear one of her beats she made. But yeah, she make beats and put them to a word of poetry and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
She gets it in.
Let's see it. Yeah, Norman Brown. Got 1 minute Fun Facts Friday. Just let y'all know, 420 Party 2010 is going down at the Double Decker Lounge right here in Tampa, Florida. 1001 West Cash Street, Tampa, Florida, 33606. Hit up 813-436-7106 for VIP info. It's a VIP only party, man. I'm trying to walk your ass up to the door and get in, because it's not going to happen. Not without a pass. It's going down April 20th, 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Come hang out with DJ Smells So Good. DJ Party Time, hosted by Meech Dog, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Make It Happen Entertainment. That's how we doing it, man. Got everybody going to be up in the building hanging out. Doing what it do. I got one blunt left. That'll work. All right. Now he done. Let me refresh this real quick. I want you to check this song out. We up at the top of the hour, people, for the Nutty News of the Day. I want to see if we can play something real quick. You're going to be like, hell nah, I like that song.
Good.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Cue off. Where the damn track at? Y'all with that bullshit. Alright, got my uploads completed. So what the hell, man? Hey, you ever looked at the motherfucking dudes when they talking about some getting ripped in 4 weeks and shit? That motherfuckers be looking. You know, they be looking fucked up, man. Like they be on some crack or something. Like, bitch, if you got to get ripped and look fucked up like y'all be looking, I don't think I want that shit. I just stay scrawny and around this motherfucker. Cause, get ripped 4 weeks. Yeah. And then turn around and motherfucker's ass sucked in and shit. Motherfuckers fucked up. But they got a rib cage on them. They got a six pack. You know what I'm saying? Versus just doing some goddamn sit ups. You lazy motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You want to take the goddamn Jenny Craig, the reverse Jenny Craig way out of it, and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, El Amigo, El Coffino, and the El Fono. Yeah. Hey, check this out. I'll put y'all on hold real quick, man. This is my homegirl from We Lit. This is called Inhale the Trees. Since all y'all motherfuckers won't be back there goddamn puffing and toughing on the goddamn phone and shit. You know what I'm saying? Live right here. Regular Game Radio.
Tuesday night we go and visit your mother, but when
What time is that? Fun Facts Friday, y'all already know what time it is. It's the Nutty Noob. Time for the Nutty News. Time for the Nutty News, goddammit.
Yeah, we loud here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old candy for you. Sleepy jail on this world. I'm broke, fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here.
Right on.
Oh yeah. Even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN business. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
Yeah. All right, let's get this thing cracking. Shout out my nigga Sleepy J, man. I don't know where that motherfucker at, but pretty sure he out there, you know what I'm saying, working and shit, doing his damn thing. So big up Sleepy J, you know what I'm saying, out there in Sleepy Land. And that's how we do it. Let's get, let's see if we're going to get in the background, start this thing off. How about old Petey Weed Straw? Shout out to Petey Weed Straw. You know what I'm saying? Get loose in the background. This is Nutty News of the Day, brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news. We only going to hear it here first on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Pride. And this is news from around the world, people. And I mean the world. We over here in Spain. But they, I don't think they get loose in Spain, though. You know what I'm saying? Not like we do. All right, y'all. Spanish police, have arrested the Viagra robber. Dun, dun, dun. Spanish police say they have detained a man suspected of robbing 10 pharmacies at gunpoint, taking their money in all available boxes of Viagra. Yeah. The victim said the only objective of the lone gunman was to take boxes of Viagra in cash. I guess they needed motherfucking cash to get the hotel room. You know what I'm saying? The Viagra would say, fuck. I'm going to fuck the dog shit out your ass, girl, to the police. Keep the dough in. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm going to jail. All right. In San Fernando, Philippines, Filipinos nailed to the cross. Okay. Filipino devotees had themselves nailed to crosses to remember Jesus's. Jesus Christ, y'all ignorant, man. To remember Jesus Christ's suffering and death. An annual rite rejected by church leaders in the predominantly Roman Catholic country. At least 23 people were nailed to crosses in three villages in northern Pampanga provinces, San Fernando City, to mark Good Friday. Right. That ain't feel good, goddamn. All right. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Body parts, yeah, are found at waste facility. Okay. A New Mexico businessman has been arrested after six heads and other body parts supposed to be cremated. In return to families, were found in a truck at a waste facility in Kansas. Police say bodies intended for organ harvesting for research were dismembered with chainsaws and other crude devices. Paul Montano, 31, was arrested late in Albuquerque and charged with three counts of fraud. Ugh, what kind of shit is that? Fucked up shit. You probably killing dead. How you kill dead people? If I went down to kill dead people and shit. Yeah, what the fuck? All right. Back down here in Sanford. Good old Sanford, Florida. Anybody ever been to Sanford? What the fuck is that at?
Well,
I don't know. Lawyer says man too fat to be in court. A 600-pound Florida man could not go to court to face charges of stealing food and cheating restaurants because he was too fat and sick. Yeah, right, his lawyer said. Jacob Jokalawyer, well, some fucked up name, 38 years old, Sanford, Florida, remained in a nursing home breathing with the help of a respirator but pleaded no contest to petty theft charges for five crimes. His lawyer, whatever the fuck his name is, said in Seminole County, Florida court. How in the hell you 600 pounds and you able to steal? Why y'all ain't kick him in his motherfucking ass? Ain't no motherfucking way 600 pounds walked out the goddamn door. You know what I'm saying? By just leaving the motherfucking bill and shit. Y'all some, that's for y'all restaurant. Yeah, because y'all some real timid motherfuckers with that. Y'all some ignorant-ass people. Yeah, all right. Walk into the club, fat boy, and walk off with a drink and see a smile kick you in your fat ass. All right. Beam moments all the way turned up in this mofo flipper. Hey, check it out. This is your day anyway. This is a day you can really get off on. This is Fun Facts Friday, right? So I've been reading Ten Black Heroes. Did you know where the word nigga come from? It's all the way turned up.
Oh, hell to the bells. I thought I heard you calling me in. You have to forgive me. I'm all the way turned up. All the way turned up. Right now, I'm all the way occupied. What was the question again, Smelly? And thank you.
Oh, okay. Now, I was saying, today is Fun Facts Friday. I've been reading 10 Black Heroes Every Child Should Know, right?
Okay.
One of the first ones on here is a brother called Nigga Jim. N-apostrophe-G-A. Do you know where the word nigga comes from?
No, I don't know where the word nigga come from, but I sure do know a lot of niggas, and that's niggas of every race and color.
Now, let me. I'm finna go deep with you now. I'm finna go real deep with you. All right. Okay. The word nigga, first of all, means God. All right. Now you can look that up in the Wikipedia online. Type in N-G-A, N-G-A. The word nigga means God, and it originates from the Ngola, which is a ruler. Which are the rulers of the medieval African state of Indigo, which is in the Angolas, which is also known as the Congo. So anytime you hear the word nigga, as in the word of nigga, Halasi Selassie, you know what I'm saying? Which that will mean that he's a god. You know what I'm saying? That means everybody who uses that word is calling themselves God inadvertently. But then we got this propaganda that comes along that turns us against our own wording. You know what I'm saying? When we actually are in the right. But we got the motherfucking propaganda that comes along and sits up here and says that the word nigga is wrong. The word nigga and used in the original context means God. Now these motherfuckers walking around here can use it as a Western definition of it. You know what I'm saying? Relating to color or ignorance or something like that. But that has nothing to do with the word nigga at all. That is actually blaspheming and slandering our name. That is called slander.
We ain't got to keep debating on these issues. These debates go on the beginning.
This is proof. This is no made up. You know what I'm saying? This is Angola. This is where we come from in Africa.
No. I'm not questioning that. I said we need to stop debating that shit. Like, we need to stop debating, is Christ white, black, Hebrew? It matters not. Because you
missed. Oh, no. Hell no, I don't.
You missed the purpose. The society missed the purpose. They so busy arguing a frivolous point that they missed the whole purpose of Christ. So therefore, they failed the test.
Right.
That's a test. But what we going through now in America is not a test. It's reality.
Right.
And guess what? I done brought all my minions on board. I'm bringing them on board with Alex Sink. Yes, sir. We going to support Alex Sink and the other one that done put his hood on. We ain't going to support him. The one that say he don't want us to have health care, but he got the best health care running for governor. Florida does not need a leader who does not want his people healthy. And that's plain simple.
You're a fag anyways. Goddamn Chris is a fag. You heard it here first. Live
hey,
the game radio.
They chose Bush. They chose Chris. See? They like it rough in America. But now the crackers is the one getting it. Woo-hey! They don't like that. And guess what? The crackers is fucking the crackers in the ass. So it's their own kind that's fucking them up. So they'll get right or they won't. But black people, we on the rise, see? Obama, it's O stand for over. It's over. Obama was part one, just the beginning. Now we can continue on with this real freedom march. Now Dr. Martin Luther King and the others, they can rest in peace knowing that change is finally coming. See, these black folks got too complacent. They gave them a Black History Month and gave them some school segregation, desegregation, and now you can get on the bus. Shit, y'all, everything that black people fought for, they shitted and pissed on. They fought for school, now they don't go to school. They fought for voting, now they don't vote. See, niggas fight and die for shit that they won't even take advantage of. Yes, sir, all the way turned up, waking them up.
That's real. Right there, a lot of people. Now, a lot of both, goddammit. But, you know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody talking about, man, you was out there pushing hard. No, I push hard for you motherfuckers just get into the process. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I didn't push hard for you to vote for no motherfucking body, just to get into the process to understand voting. So once we do get the most rightful person in that bitch, you won't be scared or dumbfounded to understand the paperwork or the new ballot processes and all this other kind of shit.
Oh, no,
the technology keeps advancing on.
That's too complicated. We don't need to go there. All we need to do is say y'all vote for A, B, or C. See? Cause
no,
like,
I mean that was my purpose for my whole campaigning, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of brothers came up to me say I was campaigning for Obama. I wasn't campaigning for Obama. I wasn't campaigning for McCain. I wasn't campaigning for the president. Period. I was campaigning for the process.
Right.
To keep you in the process, the understanding of the process, because the process changes. And when I read that motherfucking ballot, and the ballot didn't have nothing to do with nothing about the president. The ballot that you sit up here and vote on has to do with issues in your own neighborhood.
Hey.
But if you don't know what Article 121 is, you know, Segment 5, and understand how to read that, then you just going to do like elementary school, Christmas tree and shit, and still fuck us.
Come on, Smelly. The biggest motherfucking issue on these people's plate is Oodles and Noodles, pork flavor, or beef flavor. Come on now. So that's why I'm letting them bitch know. If you want a job, this how you get it. You got to vote these motherfuckers out. Cut and dry. See? You want health care when your teeth hurt? You can't get county assistance, and now they don't want to give you the assistance that Obama is lacking in on. See? That's how common sense is going to prevail in modern society, whether they like it or not. And that's what I love about it. And I love it. Common sense will prevail. Now, your girl truly is, this officer turned up, is on her way to the Capitol. And I'm finna put that, I'm bringing hellfire and brimstone on the Capitol. I'm finna tell them the jig is up. It's over. Either you get on board or you ain't gonna have this seat no more. We is not playing. See, the best thing we got going for us is we got the right or the power of the vote on our side. That means we hold these people, these politicians' future literally in our hands. And that's a powerful thing. Now that the power balance has shifted because it's been recognized, it's always been there, but it's never been applied or tried. So now, until the Obama election, so now I'm going to ride the piggyback off that, the wave, and keep it going. Hey, it ain't Obama is just the beginning. We got agendas. We want to. We want class action lawsuit for overpricing the canteen. We want taxpayers and voters to be able to be to claim the felons, the inmates, and anyone they supporting out here on their taxes. Oh, yeah. I don't think too many people going to shit and piss on that. What? Being able to get money back? Oh, they going to want to hear more. What you think, Smelly? Should the people who support wrong people's ideas should be able to claim them on their taxes? What you think?
Well, I don't believe in paying taxes. So. You're asking the wrong person, ma'am.
Do you think the people that is supporting them? Now, you got a family member incarcerated 5, 10 years. You done sent them an average of $500 or more per year. Oh, yeah, that adds up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you should get some of your state money back if y'all requiring us. You really, because you should get your goddamn money back from these motherfucking phone calls. Because y'all keep jacking up the rates, you know what I'm saying? First it was 1 cent rate, then you come back next week and another rate. That should be a tax incentive too, you know what I'm saying? Because we are helping with the welfare of that inmate, you know what I'm saying? By providing them an ability to be able to call home or other people, by providing three-way calls and stuff like that. So in turn, we are providing the service just as well as you all are providing the service. Because they ain't calling just to talk to us. You know what I'm saying? They calling or to get paperwork done and all this other kind of shit. So in essence, you know, we are taking care of that person. You know what I'm saying? Just like the state is taking care of the person. But we ain't getting $225.
Hey, I want to know why taxpayer dollars support Fed prisons and they got all this extra shit. And state prison don't. What the fuck is the difference of a federal prisoner and then a fucking state prisoner? A fucking prisoner is a prisoner. An inmate is an inmate. But for some odd reason, when you go to the fucking feds, that's why these motherfuckers out here commit these crazy-ass
money.
Crimes and shit, because they know they finna go to club fed. We need to end
money.
Abolish club fed.
Right. Well, that's where you get your... You don't see serial killers, mass murders going to the feds. They go to state prison. You got bank robbers, you got Bernard Madoff and motherfuckers like that. Lil Wayne, all these motherfuckers that go to the feds. Because
Lil
they
Wayne
to
ain't
these.
In fed prison, he in state prison.
He in state, he ain't, oh, well, he ain't, because he ain't going to be in there long enough, though. That's why. He ain't even going to be in there 6 months.
Man, they didn't motherfuckers.
You know
they done segregated the nigga from my
state. Yeah, he ain't finna. He ain't finna be in there 6 months. You already know that shit. That's just so.
I don't give a fuck.
That's
good for him. Hey,
yeah,
if I was Lil Wayne, I would want special treatment too. Bullshit. Not if you was Lil Wayne, you would want special treatment. So
yeah.
I don't hate the game or the player. I'm just saying that I think the niggas should be able to give autographs and shit. You feel me? Now, bitch, don't. They can't. They done locked it. Oh, you can't do this and you can't do that and shit. The crackers get to do whatever they want. So that's the stance I'm taking now. Just as they decide to change at will and do shit at will, they raping people time up the road, literally. They are abusing power and authority, literally. And I don't fucking like it. I don't like a system that claims to be democracy. So we saying we seek truth, justice, and all, freedom for all. Not for motherfuckers who in a power position and then decide to misuse and abuse it. And guess what? My finger's strong, and I'm pointing them out, and I'm calling them out to their face. People talk about God all the time, but if they really knew that God do not play, you know that. And if they really knew that God and the men of God back in the day, they'd come and kill you dead on the spot. Stone you, stab you, mark you right there in the name of the Lord. So these people better be glad that that type of action is only prevalent overseas. Because these people, they just like they used to kill the Caesar and the senators, with no motherfucking wonder. Now I see why they was murking them bitches. Because the bitches is fucking up and they sitting there proud and then they don't want to give the people no kind of help. Well, the people, we going to just get our own help now. See, we ain't got to wait for them to decide what they want to do. We just going to decide for them. Either you going to do this, or what they say, you can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you get with this, because this is where it's at. That what the fuck they better get with. Because we going to out of sync, and we going to let her know there's 1,000,001 ways, but you only need one. to defeat your enemy, which is your opponent. And that is simply to put him on Front Street. When he denounced Obama, President Obama, when he said that they all were going to put back on their hoods, or they never took them off, really. They just cloaked in invisibility. But now that they've decided to reveal their hoods, well, damn it, we know what to do with them. See? There's no way we're going to let a man with A1 health care tell poor people they can't have health care. We cannot elect or allow a leader to prevail like that in the state of Florida. And I don't think people in this day and age, I think they would agree. So that's all my agenda is. Just simple, pointing out things to people, asking simple questions, common sense questions. Do you have health care? Would you vote for a governor who is against health care? See, that's so simple, cut and dry. I ain't got to get you to know about a Democrat or Republican. That's too boring for people. So I know what to do now. Just break it down to their level, and we going to see what it be about. But I'm saying that me and the rest of my minions, which is the felons and the inmates I represent, see, the inmates represent a whole population of family members. So we definitely going to use the inmates to influence their family members to vote, because we got to have people in office who is more concerned about progression and not increasing problems in society. Oh, already the dude that run it, he revealing himself. He about problems, not solutions. If you can't get health care, you're going to have many problems. So I don't know what's going on.
It's so much conspiracy theory behind the fact that the healthcare shit.
Man, fuck them. They using that as a smoke screen.
Yeah, so
they using that as a smoke screen to mask the problems of the world. See, that's what niggas fall for. White nigga, black nigga, Jew nigga, any nigga, they fall for that dumb shit. Bitch, healthcare ain't the problem. The problem is these stupid ass motherfuckers voted Bush dumb pussy ass in twice. And the taxpayers now are paying for it. And the taxpayers now must reverse this shit. Them motherfucker Bush ain't getting the office on his own. I don't give a fuck if he fixed Florida election or not. If he fixed every motherfucking election. Them motherfuckers voted his ass in twice. And who is they? Not me and you. And me and you ain't suffering. The motherfuckers that voted for his pussy ass is suffering.
The ones that's suffering. That's really
so I'm telling they ass, you better get the rest of these Bush ass like motherfuckers out of office. Because your shit ain't never going to get right. Your grass ain't never going to grow green again. Because your house got foreclosed on. You may never see that thick ass lawn you worked so hard on. Shit. Nah.
Because you got to look at, Bush was in office, you know what I'm saying? Shit was topsy-turvy, gas was sky high, and all these old... It was just, the world felt fucked up, period. Now you just got Obama in here, and it hasn't really changed because it's so fucked up, but it feels better having him in there. You know what I'm saying? It feels better.
Hey, everybody fell to the bottom, and go back to the top and shit. So, of course, everybody from the top. Obama was the first president ever to help anybody get rich. You could sell his picture on anything and make money off of that president. He was the first president that helped people get money even before he was elected, just by selling his image.
He ain't jump on the t-shirt game and all the other kind of shit.
And he ain't give a damn. He ain't give a damn. That man is a professor of constitutional law. He know the shit. Bush was a dumb fucking silver spoon privileged motherfucker. Now, you can't even compare Bush to Obama. Obama run rings around that motherfucking cracker. Bush won off of his daddy, off of the stupidity of the American public, and they reaping what they sow. They elected that man. Now the whole country. And not only that. Why can't these politicians fix it when they broke it? Every day they in session. Duh, duh, duh. Which way do we go? Which way do we go? Well, I'm going to Tallahassee to show them which way to go. Booze. Nah, I ain't coming with every solution, but the shit I'm coming with is going to help to protect society, reduce crime, reduce recidivism, and improve your financial life. Because a bitch don't need to know nothing but to sell water. Because the government ain't telling you to sell no water to survive. Shit, they telling you to go to the workforce. Sit there all day and fill out an application and don't get a damn job. And on top of it, they not giving you no bus fare to look for a job. They ain't giving you no fucking welfare check. They giving you plenty of food to sit up there to get fat. But they ain't going to give you no money to pay that goddamn PICO bill. So what?
Trying to get off of that shit too, you know what I'm saying? Got to get it on your own people.
Hey.
Depend on somebody who can't even depend on themselves, which is the government, you feel me?
Get it like Drac.
Yeah, they can't even work. They can't even, you know, they can't even keep themselves functioning correctly. How you think that they going to run so-called the American people? I mean, like, I don't work for the federal government. So the federal government don't work for me, you know what I'm saying? They're a body of motherfuckers that just holding a job to continue their lifestyle. That's the way I look at the government. You feel me? I don't see pen pushers and motherfuckers that's up there in it for the love of the country. You know what I'm saying? These are motherfuckers that just found a job, that job stability, you know what I'm saying? That all they got to do is just come to work every day, mumble some bullshit, scribble some shit on some paper, and they
and complain and come back the next motherfucking day or the next month and do it all over again. Them days is up. The jig is over. That's what I'm telling them. O stand for over, not for Obama no more. And we ain't going for it no more. Y'all motherfuckers, if you can't decide in a couple of tries, then you don't need to sit here. See, because that's what they do. I watch this shit religiously. They keep saying, I'm not going to vote for it. And then it don't pass to go to the Senate. Well, goddammit, y'all all better come to a quick conclusion. Because every last one of y'all indecisive motherfuckers, I'm going to point you out. And I'm going to say, we don't need indecisive government. We need strong, confident government that can come to conclusions on how to help repair, not fix, repair what's going on. They can't even get it together.
Well,
and guess what? My thing was,
you just kick the whole fucking government out.
Out.
And your ass can't motherfucking get it. And you got to be at the age limit. It is 35, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck
nobody
all that,
over
that,
35 can run.
Nobody over 35. You want fresh thoughts.
All the Obama campaign cabinet is young, except for a few of them. They all under 30.
Tell you, man, you got to get that old regime out of here. Once you get the old regime and put some fresh ideas in here, we'll be living in a fresh country. We'll be living in a fresh time. You feel me? Because you got fresh ideas. You got motherfuckers that want to actually contribute and change the world for a positive, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a way to move into the future, and then it's a way just to bump fuck a person and move them into the future. It's a way to ease them into it, and it's a way just to ram them into it.
Oh,
you
feel
me?
The real estate crisis did that. They all propelled into reality now.
But that's for them. But that ain't have nothing to do with us.
No,
it's black people.
No, come out.
No panic on the African American community. Period.
Listen, who's gonna cut off their own arm? The thief do not cut off his own arm that steals. So we got to cut it off for them. So therefore, they ain't doing nothing wrong. They've been keeping their hand in the cookie jar, so we ain't chopped their hand off yet. So now that we know where the thief is at, we gonna come with the sword and say, chop, chop, chop. Now they get it. But anyway, I want to throw a quick shout out to my man who done fucked up his life by taking another man's life, Willie Shug Daniels out there. Now I'm saying, I don't even know if motherfuckers is listening to you in the pen. Matter of fact, how can they tune in to you in the pen? Or you got to have a phone to tune in. That's right, not a radio. Well, anyway.
Or a computer. And the way these goddamn ragged ass prison systems getting, I'm pretty sure these bitches going to be motherfucking listening to me in the goddamn prison system pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck is up with the penal system, boy.
Willie Daniels done killed this dude out there, but this is why I'm mentioning it. Fuck all of y'all. You know why? Because the bitch who I had to put a restraining order on is the sister of the man Willie killed. But guess what? They was out there trying to kill me, wasn't they? The bitch who got kids by the nigga who got killed by Willie Daniels, she was out there trying to fuck me up, too. Where I'm going with this? You live by the sword, you die by the sword. And the nigga that got killed, he co-signed on all of that shit. See, ain't no fun when the motherfucking rabbit got the gun. When you trying to whoop up a bitch and kick their ass and stop a hole in them and put them in a coma and don't give a fuck, and y'all want to get drink some beers and put it in the air because you done fucked the nigga up, it's all good. But when it's your motherfucking family member laying in a coma with a hole in their heart or a gunshot wound in their ass, then all of a sudden it means something. Well, people, y'all need to fucking get it together out there. Because I promise you that the grave that y'all motherfuckers keep trying to dig for me, and that's one of y'all gonna fall, be buried in it. Just leave me alone. That's for all y'all devils out there. Leave me alone, because it ain't gonna go good for you. I'm on the mission. Noah was not a boat builder, but he built the ark for God. Moses was not a statesman, but he went in there and told the Pharaoh, God said, let my people go. I'm on the mission. Either help me, but don't try to hurt me or hinder me, because it's going to backfire on y'all out there. So when you see me, go in peace as I came in peace. Leave me alone, world out there. Just go and leave Flav alone. Leave this always turned up Joanna Williams alone, because I'm not stunning y'all. I'm trying to help society and get this thing right out here, a peaceful resolution, before it blow all the way up in all our faces and shit. So yeah, Willie, I'm sorry you did that to yourself and threw your life away over a worthless nothing motherfucker. But hey, God give us the right to do whatever we want with our life. And that's what you chose to do with yours. So I always let you know. Anyway, I got to sign out, and I do appreciate the time that we spend together. When your ass gonna be on the block? I ain't seeing you no Monday, Sunday.
Oh, well, you know how I stick a move. You know how I stick a move. But I'll be out there early today. You know it's Friday. First of the month, bitches got money for 2 days and shit, so you know.
You stupid.
Yeah.
Oh,
be
oh, that's
there,
what you
shit,
call it.
You know.
First
yeah,
of
you
the
know,
month.
It's the first. Yeah, you know, it's the first. Bitches got money for 3 days for two.
Ooh,
Sunday,
they been a party tonight. It's first Friday.
Until Sunday, until we can get out that mental mind state of stupidity, man, of wasting our goddamn finances on fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I just have to sit there and capitalize off of it. But you know,
first Friday funds. I know that's right. I'm going to work on that in the program. We're going to take that concept and flip it and say, how do you take your first of the month and make it last throughout the month? Oh, I like that. See? Every time I talk to you, I get inspired.
Hey, I'm on the radio.
Miss All the Way turned up over and out.
You got a damn punk ass hen ride. This hen needs the, everybody. Hey, I got a little song before we get back into the news real quick for that, man. You know what I'm saying? In reference to what she just said. You know what I'm saying? All y'all niggas out there beating up on your motherfucking chick and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? What goes around gonna come motherfucking around. You hear me?
Freaky beat. Yeah. Came in with
my nigga
Dude. Yeah,
real.
Time for the ladies, man.
Coming right back, Regular Game Radio. Start to the Smell of Prize, man. Shouts out to Miss All the Way Turned Up. Ass. Woo.
Can't live with
about that paper, she my dog. And if you hit a woman, do so.
fuck with y'all. Hit that gas in the back, this song ain't for y'all. Yeah, if you hit a woman, bitch, I don't fuck with y'all. You're the salt nigga, you need to be gone call. Can't live with, I can't live with, can't live with.
Damn, so can't live with y'all.
Give you all my time like a roller. All my friends try to hate, but they all phony. Said I don't need you around, kissing all alone. Man. Your girl will bail you out quicker than your own homie. I ain't worried about nothing, cause my boo know me. I'm the one come through when she feeling lonely. It's a different high when my other half hold me. Thinking you could love a better kid, that's baloney. Look, baby, you hungry? I know how to cook. I keep the house clean, girl. Stay in your book. I even pay the bills to you, finish school. Mr. Independent, for me, that's cool. Try to holler at her, she don't play. Make every day feel like Valentine's Day. Yup, wanna be with you till I'm old and gray. My medicine, cure me, take me away.
Got to leave you on my mind. Type of love is hard to find. And baby girl, you so divine. And I'm so happy that you're mine, baby. You're my lady.
My oxygen, girl, can't breathe without you. Real talk, I don't know what I would be without you. I was immature young when I used to doubt you. Now I put you first, mind, cause it's all about you. Take my hand, let me show you why you still here. They only make women like you every 7 years. I could chill with her anytime, I swear. Few weeks go by, I'm like, who cares? She held me down when I was down and out. So when I get this money, boo, I'ma turn you out. I ain't meet her at the mall, meet her at the club. She came to me, coincidentally, still send an email. Even though we live together, I hope we have kids together. Never felt like this, I don't know how to tell her. In the worst storm, baby, I'm your umbrella.
Got to leave you on my mind. This type of love is hard to find. And baby girl, you so divine. And I'm so happy that you're mine, baby. You're my lady.
can't live with her, can't live without her. But sometimes you just got that type of love, you know what I'm saying? And you work with that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to die.
With him, can't live with
her. Yeah, man. You know, can't live with her, can't live without her. You know what I'm saying? Going down right here live right here, Game Radio. Fun Facts Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out with y'all before we get into the weekend. Scandalous Biatch Saturday. Going down tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Make sure y'all have y'all face in the place, because we will be talking about some crazy shit. I'm pretty sure something crazy going to happen tonight at fucking Coco's or wherever the hell else we at. You know what I'm saying? It's First Friday. Yeah. All right, let me finish up this motherfucking news, man, since everybody called in and had to do what we had to do. You know, but we get back to keeping it real, keeping it true. Here we go. Houston, Texas, man. TV host apologized after making fun of news anchor when TV news anchor Melanie Lawson fell out of her chair during a live broadcast. It seemed to be a perfect TV blooper moment. What does this say? Moment. U.S. chat show host picked up on the incident and joked about the clip. They called anchors away. But they are no longer laughing. After it was revealed, Lawson suffers from multiple sclerosis and uses a cane to walk. That's fucked up. I still would have picked that ass bitch to put you falling out the chair for. Shit, ain't got nothing to do with her goddamn disease. Shit, have a funny moment, bitch. I'm mad because, you know what I mean, now, because after the fact we find out, bitch, we didn't know that the bitch was fucked up. She's sitting down. Bitch fell out the chair. Shit, I would have laughed at the bitch. She would have been laughing. Newport News. Man sues PetSmart after slipping on dog poop. Ew. Robert Holloway really stepped in it when he went to PetSmart to pick up some bird seed and dog food. According to a lawsuit filed in federal court, Holloway slipped on a pile of dog feces a year ago at a Newport News PetSmart and badly hurt his back. He also struck his head, knocking out four of his false teeth, the suit says. He's suing the chain for $1 million. You know, you always got to do the old Dr. Evil on that shit. You know what I mean? $1 million. Motherfucker, that we smoked that up in weed. What the hell are you talking about? Panama Beach. Panama City Beach, Florida, that is. Woman killed neighbor's cat. Yeah, beating it with a hammer. Alrighty then. A woman who ran a holistic veterinarian's office out of her home was arrested on charges. She killed a neighbor's cat, yeah, beating it to death with a rubber mallet. Margaret Fowler, 52, apparently specialized in acupuncture and was registered to practice out of her home, was charged with felony animal cruelty. Damn. Fucked up. I mean, you gonna do some shit like that to goddamn okay, bitch. Alright, well anyways, Halifax, Nova Scotia. I told you we all the way around the world. And I mean the world. Woman says tattoo misspelled. Yeah, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Somebody forgot something there. A Canadian woman who had a spelling mistake tattooed on her arm lost her small claims court in Halifax, Nova Scotia, to have it fixed. Instead of reading, "You're so beautiful," the tattoo Amy Ulock ended up with says, "You're so beautiful." The Halifax Chronicle Herald reported. I mean, why would a motherfucker, you going to actually take somebody to court? I ought to give you an award for some dumb shit like that. Bitch, just go on there and have them, you know, put the little dye eye shit over it and make some other kind of funky design over the shit. Bam, there you go, bitch. Shit. Like somebody gonna be looking at the motherfucker anyway. Probably ain't even beautiful. That's probably why he motherfucking did it like that. Ugly ass coming in trying to get a lion ass tattoo. like a little dick nigga talking about Big John. No, nigga, that big say Lil G. Man, it's supposed to say Big John. Oh, my bad. Well, holler at me next time. You grow up. All right. And go ahead and take some motherfucking pictures. You know what I'm saying? Real quick. Gonna take some pictures with my homeboy Buddy Rope. Shouts out to Duval County down there, man. All my niggas down there at Duval. Take a picture. Take a picture. Oh, shit. All right, 8 minutes left. 8 minutes left. We're wrapping this on up, people. And we're in Malaysia, where beer-drinking model escapes canning. Okay. A Malaysian Muslim model who faced a canning for drinking beer in a case that grabbed headlines around the world has had her sentence reduced to community service. Her father said Kartika Sari Dewi Shukarno, 33, was sentenced last year under Islamic law to 6 lashes and a fine by a religious court in the moderate Muslim majority country, triggering outrage among human rights groups. Y'all better mind y'all motherfucking business and don't be worrying about how the fuck they handle their shit. Always got some talking about some fucking groups. Fuck a group. Motherfuckers ain't over here in the United States worrying about black people getting fucked up on the streets. Where the human rights groups at when that shit happened? When niggas getting gunned down and ran over off of bicycles and shit like that. You motherfuckers at then. Get y'all punk ass out of people's country. Anyways. Rome, Italy. Satan is behind media attacks on the Pope. Yeah, right. Noted Italian exorcist Father Gabriel Amorth commented this week that the recent defamatory reporting on Pope Benedict, 16th, especially by the New York Times, was prompted by the devil. Speaking to the news media said in Italy, the 85-year-old exorcist noted that the devil is behind the recent attacks on Pope Benedict XVI regarding some pedophile cases. So y'all know the motherfucking Pope is a fag. All you motherfuckers in that goddamn whole clergy are fags. I mean, why people even in the Catholic faith after you motherfuckers, your whole leadership is fags? Really, why motherfuckers in the Christian and Baptist faith when you motherfuckers is thieves? You know what I'm saying? That's why you just got to stick to your own guns, people, when it comes to religion. You feel me? Stick to your guns. And I mean, that means stick to your own. I ain't talking about no Winchester motherfucking 44 and shit. Stick to your guns. Stick to your own understanding of what religion and your beliefs are. You know what I'm saying? You know, it says two or more is fellowship. Ain't got nothing to do about no motherfucking building and all the other bullshit. You feel me? Meet me up in the motherfucking yard, goddamn it, and let's get some fellowshipping going on. Oh, goddamn sake. But the Pope, yeah, he is a pedophile. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Motherfucker is a pedophile. And y'all steady letting all these other faggot-ass motherfuckers perish to perish and shit. Perishing motherfuckers, yeah. Steady fucking over little kids and shit. In the name of the Lord. Fuck ever, fag. Alright, but finish this thing on out. Two more people. In New York, billionaire sues over fake Thomas Jefferson wine. Oh, man. U.S. billionaire businessman says Christie's Auction House conspired to sell bogus bottles of wine, including some supposedly from Thomas Jefferson's cellar. William Koch, who owns Oxbow Corp, an energy company in Florida, filed a federal lawsuit against Christie's in New York. Koch, who bought 2 bottles of the Jefferson wine, says he learned from 10 confidential witnesses that it was fake. Hey, y'all some motherfucking pussy. Oh, this is the last one of the day anyway. Fucking pussy. Fucking wine. A billionaire. You ain't got nothing else to complain about but some fucking wine. fucking fags, man. Y'all have some fucking fags in this world. Martinsville, Indiana, to wrap this on up. Police taser a child at daycare. I just keep reading this, man. This is the third child has been tasered, y'all. You know what I'm saying? 5-year-old's been tasered. I forgot how old the last child was that got tasered. And now, 2 Martinsville police officers have been suspended after they were accused of using a taser to subdue a 10-year-old. The officers trying to prevent the child from hurting other children, staff members, and themselves slapped the boy and then used a taser to subdue him. Oh, man. All right. I got to give an award to the cops, man. Here you go.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
What the fuck was y'all thinking? You know what I'm saying? You done slapped the goddamn little in front of staff members, though. This is the whole stupid part. You went in front of staff members smacking the goddamn kids. Wow. But now, I will come to the brief defense of the police officers, because the kids are known to call adults and tell them. And turn around and laugh in your fucking face. You know what I'm saying? Laugh at them, kids. Fuck them. They're some assholes. Oh, 1 minute left, people. This is Fun Facts Friday, man. Make sure you go out and check out your Black Facts, man, for all my African-American peoples out there and beyond. You know what I'm saying? Learn about where you come from. That's to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's what we're doing each and every day, man. So come back tomorrow for Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And, yeah, that's how we're going to do. I'm getting out of here with Q, you know what I'm saying, a We Lit Inc. And this is called The Media. Shouts out to Ashwood, DJ Party Tad, everybody out there. Miss All the Way Turned Up. Yeah. Coming through, man, and hanging out for the show. I'll take it easy, man. I see y'all in the hood. It's the first month of motherfucking April, people. You know, first week. So, you know, this is first Friday. All the clubs going to be packed. Make sure you get somewhere and get it down like that. 420!
From the public. The media has it all dressed up. And although we're lying, everything is as it looks. A hospital ain't nothing but a dope hole full of pushers with attendants that come by and shit. Ask you how you're doing. If you got good insurance, they'll give you an open line straight to the unit where you can measure your hits. They can control the dosage. The media as a whole world thing. I'm so tired of the double standards. When the real conspiracy is, it was done in line to wipe the pockets. Cause if a man next to the man doesn't like it, he'll add it to a shit list for bad media, task force, and coalition. Add it to Say No to Drug campaigns, where they pass out pens to symbolize bad. They put bones in top skulls all over the package. The media as a whole world tank. Get enough of them to approve. You too can become a user of the doctor's special. So don't worry about the long-term effects of the heart, the liver, the kidneys, or the common effects like upset stomach, diarrhea, and vomiting. The media as a whole world thing. And never forget, crack heels. Despite the fact my uncle here had been smoking crack for 20 years. And while I'm at work every day, he's getting high. Because he's concentrated on what he wants to achieve. While the media dictates what we believe. Every day, they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the rest and describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. I'm so tired of the double standards. When the real conspiracy is, it was done in line with white coat pockets. Cause if the man next to the man doesn't like it, he'll add it to a shit list for bad media, task force, and coalition. Add it to Say No to Drug campaigns, where they pass out pamphlets to symbolize bad. They build bones and top skulls all over the package. The media, and well, you know what? This time I'll smoke that split, because I refuse to be the media's bitch.